Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. That's the new one, thethirdingredient.com. Sean Worthington is our guest, our good friend, computer science expert and professor at Butte College in Northern California, author of Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currency. We're talking about blockchain and cryptocurrencies. Sean, one of the things you've been tracking, and I've talked about this in the past before on the show, is the implications of cryptocurrency for sovereign states and their fiat currencies, the dollar, the pound, the krona, the drachma, you name it. Every one of those sovereign states, including the United States, has a serious vested interest in their own fiat currency. Cryptocurrency is a potential, Bitcoin, for example, is a potential threat to that. And it also has a potential to threaten Wall Street. These are paradigm shifting moments. We're living in a time when paradigms are literally shifting as we speak. Now, they're not making the full transition from one day to the next, but we're in a process, a long process of huge multi-generational paradigms being shifted. What do you think?
Absolutely. We are going towards decentralization. The technology is allowing us to have currencies without a central government needing to monitor and regulate and control that. And we're also seeing now the potential for stock markets, option markets, commodity markets that are decentralized as well without any kind of government control or government regulation. And these are global systems and not national systems.
So these are systems that are outside, that operate on in a universe, in a dimension. They operate in a dimension separate from the traditional monetary systems, which are controlled by governments and the SEC, for example. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. And so some organizations have tried to shut these currencies down. For example, in California, there was a big push about 7 years ago to try to stop the miners from mining. And what they figured out is there was no way to turn it off.
The miners, by the way, folks, the miners are the people in the network across the world of people who register, who collect and mine and authenticate the blockchains that are distributed, whether it be for a contract or for a cryptocurrency, right?
Yeah, they're the system administrators of the blockchain, and they keep things going.
And there's a network of how many of them are there? 1 million? 2 million?
Well, it's quite large, and they're starting to consolidate around pools of servers, which everybody kind of chips in to pay for them, and everybody gets a piece of it.
They needed to do that for efficiency purposes, didn't they?
That's right. For example, it's much more efficient to have a mining pool in Iceland than it is in anywhere else, because in Iceland they have very inexpensive electricity.
Right.
They've got a climate that's cool, that can cool the computers down.
Uh-huh.
And you see people working together.
Makes a lot of sense. That adds new capability. I mean, new ideas for the Arctic and the Antarctic, putting the servers down there. So
All right, so
talk to us some more about how cryptocurrency and the options trading of them could have an impact and maybe dire implications for Wall Street.
So capitalism is, the heart of capitalism is capital.
Yep.
And what makes capitalism so great is that if I earn extra money, I've got that money and I can invest it along with other people into ideas that are risky. And those ideas can then be turned into new technology, which is going to help everybody in society. And that system, of course, has developed over time. But now we see the opportunity for huge developments, and that could mean huge advancements in everything that we do as human beings.
Right. So, but talk to us about how cryptocurrency is going to play a part in that.
Well, if we take a look at Wall Street, for example, we have millions of people all around the world that are looking at the charts, and they see what happens, and they make trades. And some of these trades, like option trading, can take a couple of days in order to settle and be quite expensive. It might cost $200 or $300 to make some of these trades. And they're going to be highly regulated. They're going to be watched. And with at least by concept, there has been a technology development in which they have actually used the blockchain to trade in options. This trade cost a lot less than the Wall Street trades, and it was much faster. And of course, it didn't have any of the regulation that's involved with that, and it was international. So people from all over the world were able to do that.
So blockchain could decentralize the options trading world, which of which there's an entire infrastructure of corporations, of people, of historical experts, people who've been doing this for generations. That whole regime could be in jeopardy because of blockchain, right?
Absolutely, very disruptive.
So, folks, these are just things to put in your head and catalog, and they're rolling out. They're coming to pass even as we speak. This is a long time paradigm shift that's happening in front of our eyes, unlike ever before.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.